Hello.
Hello, Mary.
Yes.
Hey, this is Roy from AT&T, the phone company.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just calling to let you know that there are currently no incoming calls on your line.
Why?
It's just a new service we provide. Whenever you're not receiving calls, we just kind of call in and let you know that there's no calls coming in.
Well, I received calls already today.
I know. You did before, but you're not now. So I'm calling now to let you know that there are no calls coming in.
Well, you just called me.
Well, okay, smartass. Listen, besides my call, there's no calls coming in.
Okay, and I don't appreciate being called a smartass.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be a smartass then. You ever think of that? Then people wouldn't call you a smartass.
You know, do you have a supervisor I can talk to?
No, I don't. I'm just here. It's a smaller office I'm in. There's no supervisor here. We're just going to be calling every hour on the hour to let you know that there are no calls.
Fine, thank you.
It's a new
don't
service.
Bother calling me.
No, I'll be calling you in an hour.
I'm alone, sitting by the telephone. I'm forsworn, I'm texting on my stupid phone. Then I heard my cell phone ring. Roy said that my car was dinged and I was fucking dumb. I really should hang up the phone. I knew he found a way to track us. He was angry and kept yelling cactus. He said he'd find me for the shit I know. Listen to the snowplow show. Said the only thing that glass, the jackass, accidentally killed my grass. I don't give a fuck, he's wise. He said his name was Steve Day twice. He said we were there, giving me those damn snake eyes. He said he tore the roof off of my home. Shut those fucking kids up, you damn fool. Beaming microwaves upon my home. Listen to the snowplow Snowplow.
Welcome to the Snowplow Show, everyone. I'm your host, Brad Carter, and today's sponsor is Matt Z. Thank you, Matt Z, for sponsoring the show today. You can all thank Matt Z for that amazing song we heard in the beginning. It was performed by a guy named Steven, but Matt Z gets all the credit because he's the sponsor of today's show. But I guess I can go ahead and read Steven's email here. It says, "Hey, Brad. After hearing all the songs people have made for your show, I figured I would make one too. It's a cover slash parody of Berlin's The Metro, and that's a song I'm completely unfamiliar with, I think. I don't think I've ever heard that song." He says, "It took me a few days to record it. In Pro Tools, I had to play everything listening by ear into my synth. It features me on vocals, but I'm no singer, so whatever. I hope you like it." And I think Steven's just fishing for compliments there. He just wants me to tell him that he sounds amazing on vocals. I'm not going to fall for it, Steven, but I definitely like the song. Thanks for making it. I seriously need to start setting up voting or something and making this some sort of a contest and make you guys vote for the best songs and the worst songs or something like that. We could have like an award show at the end of the year. The best prank call sent in, the best prank idea, the best voicemail caller. I need to shut up because you guys are going to make me actually do all this stuff. And that sounds like a lot of work. I don't have time for this. I don't have any announcements today, but it is Thursday, so either today or tomorrow, I'm sure GAD is going to release the new episode of Calls of Mass Confusion. That's the show where we do prank calls and GAD follows them around with hidden cameras and gets their reactions on video. And you can watch that by going to youtube.com/JesusInADumpTruck. Some pretty good stuff has happened in that show so far. Other than that, though, I don't really have any announcements. So here's a show for you.
How would you like to work a few hours a week and have the potential to make serious money without any employees? Well, people from all walks of life are doing just that in the 900-number industry. My free audio cassette gives you an insider's edge on how to make money with a 900 number 24 hours a day, whether you're on the golf course or at the beach. You'll also learn how some of our clients put cash in their pockets the very first week they got started. To get my free 60-minute audio cassette, you need to call 1-800-652-5599. Call right now. And remember, ask about our next free seminar coming soon to your area.
So what I'm doing in today's show is, it's nothing new. I did this a few years ago, and I think it may have been Gloria's idea, but who knows with her? She probably lied about it. You know how Gloria is. You can't trust anything she says. But a few years back, I was calling up people out of a phone book and telling them that Carrot Top was buying their phone number. And people didn't seem to like this, mostly just because it was Carrot Top, I think. If it was any other comedian or celebrity or whatever, I think they would have been all right with it. So maybe I'll try some people besides Carrot Top. I think we've done President Trump before, telling people that their phone number spells out Trump, which probably drove them crazy later on because they're looking at their phone keypad and wondering how the hell their number spells Trump. They're like, what? It does not? What were they talking about? Anyway, that's what we're going to do on today's show. I'm going to do the entire hour, or whatever it is today, I'm going to do nothing but telling people that they're losing their phone number. And I think I'm going to do all of this from a phone book. It's a phone book I've used before. In fact, I think it's the phone book I used the last time I did this. And this is also the phone book where I confused the hell out of that one post office lady, telling people about the disabled postman and stuff. So today we're doing page 36 of the phone book. That's going to be the K's.
Can I help you?
Hello, Mrs. Kirsch?
Yes.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the phone company, from AT&T.
Yes.
I'm calling to let you know I'm going to be changing your phone number. We're going to be giving we're going to give you a new phone number because somebody else wants your phone number.
No.
No, I mean, you don't get a choice. We're just going to take it.
No, I have this number for 20-some a year for more.
But it's time for you need to give someone else a turn. Stop being so greedy and
you know.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I have this number since I installed the phone in this house.
That means it's time to let it go and move on to a new one.
Come on, who are you?
I'm with the phone company. We're going to be giving your phone number to somebody else. It's their turn.
No. Who is it? Somebody else that wants my phone number? Absolutely not.
It's a celebrity, so we're going to give it to them because they're a
celebrity. I don't give a hood, a red says it's a celebrity.
That was a close one.
No. No.
It's Carrot Top, though.
I'll sue you if you change my telephone number.
No, you can't sue us. We're the phone company.
Oh, yeah.
We do what we
want. And what's your name? Dave what?
Steve Dave. And we're going to be giving your phone number to Carrot Top. He's a celebrity.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
That ugly man? No, absolutely not.
Now your tune changes, right? You're all for it. Cause it's
I don't want to change my home number.
And you're a big fan of
absolutely
Carrot Top.
Absolutely not. I don't care if it's not even the President of the United States. How's that?
Oh, actually, now that you mention it, he was in a bidding war with Carrot Top, but Carrot Top won.
I don't care about Carrot Top. And he's not a celebrity.
Carrot Top is too a celebrity. Everybody knows who he
is. Yeah, another Kathy Griffin? No.
Yeah, but no. Carrot Top's bigger than Kathy Griffin.
He never made me laugh or anything. He's just a mediocre Carrot Top.
Oh, no, everybody knows. Like, he's so much bigger.
No, I know who Carrot Top is. No, I am not changing my telephone
Kathy Griffin
number.
She doesn't have a show in Vegas.
I built this house.
Motherfucker.
No. No.
Okay, well, I don't know why you're arguing, because you don't get a choice. I'm with the phone company, and what I say goes.
I don't care if you're from the police company or the president.
The police company? The president company?
I don't care. Give me the number of the president of the AT&T. I'm not changing my number for somebody else, because he wants it. Give me a break.
Well, no, it's Carrot Top that wants it, not the president of AT&T.
I don't care if Carrot Top wants it. Don't you understand that? I have this number, and then somebody else comes and wants it, and you're going to change it when I have this telephone number for
he's
over 40 years?
He's paying a lot of money, so we're going to make a lot of money doing this.
I don't care if you're going to make a lot of money.
It's going to be so much money.
Are you
though.
Kidding?
No, I'm not.
Are
kidding.
You kidding me?
I'm not kidding at all.
Are
I'm
you
talking,
kidding me?
I'm talking seven digits here, man.
I don't
Lots of
care
money.
If I'm talking to 100. Okay?
No, 100
no.
is ridiculous. I didn't say anything.
I'm not changing my telephone number because the Carrot Top wants it. No. You must be kidding me.
I'm going to type.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to type it into the computer right now that we're changing the number, and I'm going to assign you your new number.
No, I don't want you to change it. Don't.
I'm in the middle of changing it right now. I'm typing the commands.
Do not change my telephone number.
All right, almost done. And
you better not change my telephone number. I'm telling you, I'll sue you.
It looks like
I'll sue you.
It's done.
I'll sue you.
There we go.
You,
it's all changed.
I got all.
Would you like your new number, ma'am? It's area code.
Go to hell. Okay.
What? I love that she knew who Carrot Top was and says that he's just a mediocre comedian compared to Kathy Griffith. Or is it Kathy Griffin? I don't know. I don't know anything about that mediocre comedian, Kathy Griffin.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Click?
Yes.
It's Steve Dave from the phone company from AT&T. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number.
Why?
Because somebody else, they've outbid you on your phone number. So
no, sorry. Mm-mm.
No, oh, no, they're taking it. Shit, okay. Mrs. Kleck, she gets to keep her phone number.
Hello?
Hi, Mrs. Kleinhofer?
No, she isn't home.
Oh, okay. Well, could you let her know the phone company called? And I'm just calling to let her know we're going to be changing her phone number to a new phone number.
What?
I'm calling from the phone company, from AT&T. And we're going to be changing her phone number.
Why?
Someone else is outbid her on the phone number, and they want her phone number because it spells something, so they're going to take it.
How could... Just a minute.
Okay. Oh, is she suddenly there? That's weird.
From AT&T, and somebody outbid us, and they're going to change our phone number.
Wait, are you Mrs. Kleinhofer?
What do I do? Because they got outbid.
Oh, she hung up. I thought she was getting ready to argue with me some more. Like, I think her husband said something, see what happens. Sounded like a threat to me, but maybe I misunderstood him. Oh, this lady's last name is Klopek. Sounds Slavic to me. I'm going to ask to talk to the doctor.
Hey, you've reached the Klopeks.
Damn it. And it's the Klopeks, not the Klopeks. Pretty sure she's pronouncing it wrong, though. By the way, I've got my caller ID set up as a local to them AT&T wireless, you know, phone store. So they'll see AT&T on their caller IDs, and it'll be a local number. I think that's a good way to get them to pick up the phone. But maybe not, since most people are not answering. I've gone through 20 numbers since that last one picked up. Okay, 10, not 20. Close enough. Oh, look at this. I had the Klopeks before, now I've got the Naps. How unfortunate for the Naps. Nobody knows what I'm talking about. Gonna ask them if they've seen Walter's dog. Guess the Naps don't have an answering machine yet. It's currently about 5:30 where I'm calling right now. This is over in the Midwest, so this is probably the time they're used to getting phone calls from telemarketers. Hi, Mrs. Nip?
Yes?
Hey, this is Steve Dave from AT&T. I was just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number.
What?
This one that I'm calling you on, we're going to have to change that to something new.
Why?
So, you got outbid on it. There's someone else that wanted it because it spells a certain word. And, you know, they just bid a lot of money, so we went ahead and signed it over to them. They're going to have it by it looks like the 20th. You have 4 days of your phone number left.
Unbelievable.
Yep. It happens.
I didn't know they could do that.
Yeah. He's a celebrity, so he has a lot of money to put into it and take people's phone numbers.
I can't believe this.
Well, it's kind of cool, actually, because it's President Trump who's taking your number, because your phone number spells Trump.
What?
Anyway, yeah, you're not going to have your number anymore. Would you like the new one?
I guess so. I wish you'd talk to my husband about this. He ain't going to like it very well, neither.
Oh,
we don't have no choice, huh?
I can definitely talk to him.
He's not here.
Ah, shit. Oh, well.
I was hoping he would be, since it started raining. He works at the golf course, you know.
Yeah. What's he do out there?
So who am I talking to?
My name is Steve Dave. I'm with AT&T.
Steve Dave?
Correct.
Like David? Dave?
Oh, no, not David. Steve Dave.
D-A-V-E.
Yep.
Steve
Dave.
I can't believe this.
Anyway, we couldn't get
you. You're trying to say our number spells Trump?
Yeah, just the last part of it does. Yep.
Okay, it was 4-6-2. So, what are you saying?
Well,
what number?
Do you speak Illuminati?
No.
Yeah, it's something to do with that. I don't know. Don't try not to think about it too hard. Stop looking at your number. You're gonna spot holes in my thing here.
Can he call you tomorrow about this?
Who? President Trump? He's not going to call me. I can't just talk.
Believe me.
Well,
I don't. I'm talking about you. My husband talking to someone about this.
Oh, your husband. Okay, I'm sorry. I misunderstood. I thought you were trying to use this to your advantage so you could talk to your hero, President Trump.
No.
Okay. No. Yeah. I can give you a call back again tomorrow. You want me to go ahead and give you your new phone number?
I guess.
Okay. You ready?
Yes.
Okay, it's area code 215.
What?
What?
Okay. Go on.
What'd you say that for?
Why not 815?
Oh, they're out of 815, so we're going to have to do 215.
Oh, my God.
It's close enough. I think 215's over in Alaska or something. But
I can't believe this phone call. Are you sure about all this?
Yeah, I'm positive. It looks the same.
You're not a jokester of some kind trying to pull something on me?
No, I'm a Christian, ma'am. I wouldn't joke.
Well, that you can say you're a Christian. That don't mean you are one.
Yeah, I guess that could be part of the joke, right?
Yeah, all right.
Anyway, 215.
All right, I got 205.
Oh, no, 215.
I said 205.
No, it's 215. You're getting the two. We don't want to confuse people. You know, it's got to look almost the same.
Oh, no. 215.
Okay, yep. And then 666.
666.
Yep.
That's it.
Yeah, that's all.
Well, so then we do still have 815 area code.
Oh, no. It's 215 is your area code now. 666 is the prefix.
There's got to be more numbers.
Yeah, there's four more. I thought you said you were done writing.
Oh, you are something else.
Well, I'm sorry. You're just confusing. You're confusing me.
I'm not confusing. You are the one that's confusing. 215-666. Three
yep.
Sixes. Okay.
Yep, like Hail Satan. 666 is in Hail Satan. And then the last four digits is 6969. Ooh, yeah.
I just can't believe this. 215-666-6969.
Yep, that's it.
You know, he isn't going to believe this. Not even me. I don't believe it.
It's okay. I'll call back and explain everything. He'll believe me. Maybe I'll get Trump, you know, on three-way or something. I don't know if I can just call him because, you know, we do have his number since we're forwarding this number to his.
I can't believe this.
Yeah,
and you say it's in some other language or something?
Yeah, the Illuminati. I don't. It's some presidential language that they all speak. I don't understand it myself because I just work for the firm.
Illuminati.
Yeah.
Illuminati.
Some Indian thing. I'm not sure.
Oh gosh, I can't believe this.
It happens, you know, every once in a while.
No, I don't. We've had this number forever.
How long?
I said forever.
Well, I don't believe because... It's not that old, really.
Oh, we didn't have another number. This has always been when we've been in Shanahan. This has always been our number.
Oh, well, it's about time you let someone else use it then. Stop being so greedy, right?
Ay, ay, ay. He might get mad and just say, forget it. We'll use our cell phone.
Oh, he might.
People are doing that now. What is your number?
Well, it's on caller ID. That's my direct office line.
Uh-huh.
Just call it up, ask for Steve Dave, and I'll probably answer.
Steve Dave. Wow, yep. That's two first names. Steve Dave.
Well, it's one first name.
Dave is another first name, too.
Well, no, that's my name is Steve Dave. That's one name for me.
Yeah.
Steve Dave, yep.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Mrs. Kniep. I don't know. It just says here on the account.
Yeah. Yeah. I was wondering if you even knew who we were.
Well, yeah, of course. We're the phone company. We know everything except your name.
And how to pronounce it.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a weird name.
You know, I'll tell you. When they say Kniep, I get ready to hang the phone up because it's always a solicitor. And I really thought that's who you are, is a solicitor.
Oh, how come you didn't hang up then? What kept you on?
Well, I thought I'd give
you
a chance at least.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Because you would have been confused otherwise. Your number would have just changed and you wouldn't have known why.
I still don't get it, but... And you're trying to tell me Trump bought the number.
Yeah, yeah. It's actually going to ring to the red phone in the Oval Office.
Are you serious? Come on. This is even getting more crazier.
No.
Red phone at the White House. Oh, my God.
That's what he's telling us. He might be full of crap, but I don't know. That's what he says. I trust the president.
Oh, gosh. I can't believe this. Wait till my husband hears this. Be sure to call him back.
Okay, I definitely will. I would never forget to do that.
All right.
Okay. Have a nice day, Mrs. Kniep.
Oh, yeah.
Kniep.
You too, Steve. Kniep.
Oh, Kniep. No, it's Kniep. You're pronouncing
Kniep.
You're pronouncing it wrong, ma'am.
It's Kniep.
No, you're totally wrong. Like, what country are you from?
Germany. It's German.
Yeah, well, apparently you're not from there because, you know, I'm fluent in German and I know that word and you're wrong. You need to learn how to pronounce it.
My husband is German. I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
see?
Irish.
Well, he's probably just messing with you, letting you pronounce it wrong all these years.
No, you're basically
just like one of those telemarketers that you're always making fun of.
Oh, you're something else. I cannot believe this. You're a jokester.
No, I'm not. I'm a Christian.
Here we go again.
Baptist.
Oh. Well, be sure to call back in the morning.
Okay.
You call back in the morning.
4 a.m. Got it. Writing it down.
All right.
Okay. Talk to you then.
Bye.
Bye. I thought the rest of the show was just going to be me and her chatting.
Leave all your messages for John and Char after the beep. Thank you.
All of them. Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Mrs. Knutson?
No.
Where is she?
Where is she?
Well, that was rude, but you know what? I'm leaving that one in there, because I love that when she picked up the phone, you could hear the bell still. Like, she's using one of those old-timey phones with the bells in them. Pretty much exactly like the one that Trump keeps on his desk.
Hello.
Hello, Gregory?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Steve Dave from AT&T, the phone company. I'm just... Needed to call and let you know we're going to be changing your phone number.
No, you're not.
Oh yeah, we are. It's going to be a new phone number with a new area code.
Sorry, you don't change my number without my permission.
Oh, no, we have to. They outbid you on it.
I'm sorry. No one changes my number.
Well, no, I'm not giving you a choice. I'm just letting you know it's going to change starting tomorrow.
What number are you changing?
This one that I called, the 4692. With the whole
I need it in writing. I need 30 days notice.
Oh, no, we don't give that anymore.
Well, guess what? You have to.
No, we don't. That's the old way of thinking. That's like something from the 50s, I think.
Well, guess what?
What?
I need 30 days notice because I have people that I have to notify.
Oh, no, you can notify them quicker than that. It doesn't take 30 days. You just call.
Guess what?
Just call them up today.
I don't even know who you are, so you can't change my number.
Oh, and yes, I can. I'm with the phone company. You don't have to know
no,
me.
No, you're not. You don't. You had nothing come through that says you were with AT&T.
Uh-huh. Look on your caller ID.
I don't have a caller ID on this phone.
Well, then how would anything come through, stupid? Durr.
You just called me stupid?
Well, you're being stupid. You're saying nothing came through. You don't even have caller ID. What would come through? How would anything come through? What are you talking about? Hello? Did you hang up on me? Oh, okay. There he goes. I had to call him back. Tell him because he hung up on me, I'm giving him an area code in Baghdad or something. That'll teach him.
The number you have reached has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
Rest in peace, Kevin. Isn't that weird how you can hear, like, on the recording, you can hear her hit the button or whatever right before? Like, listen to this.
The number...
You hear her push the space bar or something, or whatever they pushed when they made these things.
The number you have...
So weird. I need to add that to Liz's recording so it's more realistic.
We're sorry. This person is dead.
You've reached the Cossacks.
Tom and Shirley.
Leave a message.
Thank you. Goodbye.
How cute. That was the cutest damn thing I've ever heard.
Hello?
Hi, Terrence?
No, it's Tina.
Oh, hey, Tina. This is Steve Dave from the phone company from AT&T.
Yeah.
And I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number in a couple more days. You're gonna get...
I don't have AT&T, sir. I have Comcast.
Well, no, AT&T owns all the phone lines. So Comcast leased the lines from us, so... Your number is going to change. They'll probably give you a call and let you know what the new number is.
Why is it changing?
You got outbid on it. Some celebrity wants your phone number instead.
What?
Somebody else outbid you on your phone number. They're paying a whole bunch of money to take your phone number from you.
What bullshit is that?
Bullshit? Don't curse at me, ma'am.
No, I'm just saying it's ridiculous. What do you mean? I can go and get any phone number I want as long as I pay AT&T up the ying-yang to get the phone number?
Yeah, if you have, millions of dollars, you can do whatever you want. That's how it works.
Some celebrity lives in the 815 area code?
Oh, no, he doesn't live there. It's actually Carrot Top, and your phone number spells his name.
Oh.
You know, if you spell it out on the keypad, it spells out Carrot Top. So he wants your phone number so people can reach him easier, you know?
Oh, isn't that nice? So,
yeah.
So black celebrities can do all this shit, right?
Black celebrities?
What's Carrot Top?
Oh, yeah, he's black.
Yeah, I knew. Nobody calls themselves Carrot Top.
Well, he does. He's a famous...
But you're black. You're called stupid shit. Other than that, white people don't do that.
Oh, I know. Stupid black people, you know? People like Carrot Top, but he's got the money, though, so he's getting your phone number. You can make fun of him all you want, but in the end, he'll have your phone number.
Oh, well, good for him.
Yep.
I can now call Carrot Top because I'll have it memorized.
Oh, no, because he doesn't want you calling him. So, you know, you can't just harass somebody because you're upset about your phone number.
No, I can call him and say, hey, Carrot Top, what's digging you?
Okay, well, I'm going to let him know that you called him black. And you said it kind of like an insult. So he probably won't want to talk to you. He's going to be like, oh, it's that racist lady that doesn't like us black people.
Oh, right. You know what? You have nothing better to do to call and harass people,
I'm
right?
Not harassing you. I'm just letting you know your phone number is going to change.
Good. Then I can get rid of it.
What? I didn't get to hear her final zinger. I think whatever it was, though, it was racist. I bet she's going to Google Carrot Top now, and she's going to be all confused. Or she's going to talk to her family and her friends and stuff about that damn black comedian Carrot Top. And hopefully they'll correct her, and she'll feel really dumb.
Hi, these are the Toppies. Leave us a message.
Dr. office, this is Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. It's Steve Dave from AT&T, the phone company.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number there. We're going to change it to a brand new phone number.
Ooh.
Yeah, the 87 number.
Yeah, doctor's not going to like that.
Oh, yeah, he got outbid on the phone number. It's a celebrity wanted his phone number, so they paid a lot of money for it.
No, come on.
What do you mean, come
on? Doctor's cards and everything are all this number.
Oh, you'll just have to use some whiteout and, you know, change it to the new one?
No.
It'll be the same area code, so it'll be easy.
No. Doctor's not going to like this.
Oh, can you tell him right now while we're on the phone? Just let him know?
She's not here.
Oh.
She's not here right now.
Is she like a bitch on wheels? Is she going to, like, yell on stuff? Because I don't want you to get in trouble.
More than that, yep.
What will she do? Will she hit you?
Hey, you need to call and talk to her.
Can I? Is there a number I can call her at right now? I could put her on three-way.
815.
Oh, wow. Okay.
47.
Should I call her right now?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. I'm gonna dial it. Wow, okay. I think it's ringing.
Hello?
Hey, Linda?
Yeah?
AT&T is on the phone line with me.
Hi, Linda.
Yeah? What about?
I'm just calling to let you know we're going to change your phone number. The one at the office, the 87 number, we're going to change it to a new phone number.
No, you're not.
Well, no.
This is my business number. No, you're not.
Well, a celebrity outbid you on the business number. They paid more money, so we're just going to change it to a new number. It's not a big deal.
This is a prank call. Is this April Fool's?
No, ma'am. It's June.
Yeah, I've been arguing with them, Linda, but they said that, I don't know.
This is a prank call because that can't happen.
Yes, it can, ma'am. It's like if they pay more money, then they can get your phone number.
How can they do that?
It's a celebrity. Celebrities can do pretty much whatever they want. They have the money, so they bought your phone number, and we're going to change your phone number to a new number. It's not supposed to be a big deal here.
Let me speak to your manager then, and so I can make sure that I know everything. Who's your manager?
Sorry, you were saying a lot, so I was making fun of you. The manager's not available right now because I don't have.
Better have the manager call. Supervisor, manager, or somebody needs to call.
No, I don't know. They're usually pretty busy. We'll just change the number, and I'll give you the new one, and that'll be it.
No. This is a business number. You can't just change a business number.
Well, you can get new business cards or whatever. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, it is. When you spend a lot of money getting business cards.
This is a prank
Ma'am, what?
You go have a good day, and of course you're not any permission to change my number. That is absolutely not okay.
Man, you're right. This doctor is a bitch, ma'am. I mean, she is. Okay, she hung up. All right, well, I mean, your number is going to change in a couple days, and...
No, it is.
Like, I tried to give you the new number, and you won't take it. But he's already paid for it, and it's going to change on... Looks like Monday morning. First thing Monday morning.
How can you do that? You're a phone company. How can you do that?
We just take the person that gives us the most money. And that's their number.
No, you have a supervisor call back.
Okay. But, I mean, I'll have them call back maybe like next week or something. After the number's already changed.
After it's already changed?
Yeah, because they're not here today. There's nobody around.
This is not kosher. This is not, No, you give me a phone number, I can call somebody else.
I don't think he's going to pick up, because I tried to call him earlier. Like, he's locked in his office, my supervisor, and I can smell smoke coming from under the door.
Give me his phone number, and I'll leave him a message.
But I can smell smoke coming from under the door. I think he's, like... You know, incapacitated.
Well, yeah, if he's doing this to people. I mean, good lands.
Yeah, well, I mean marijuana smoke. He kind of goes
in... Oh, this is a prank. Come on, get off the line.
What?
Yeah, come on, man. What are you doing this for?
A prank? What are you talking about? I'm with the phone company.
Yeah. Right.
But at least this was more interesting than the phone calls you usually get, right? Oh, okay, apparently not. But maybe I should just switch over to calling businesses up and telling them we're going to change their number. Because, you know, then they'd have to change their signs and their business cards and everything else. I think I'm going to give that a try here in a second. I'm going to finish up this page, though, of people. See if I get a hold of anyone else.
Hello?
Hello, Ronald?
Who's calling?
It's Steve Dave from the phone company. Holy cow, you're that was... You sound very suspicious of me.
Yes, I am.
How come?
Thank you.
I fucked that one up. Sorry, you guys. He sounded so unhappy to get a phone call, though. It's like if you have a home phone, you just dread the phone ringing. It's always a scammer or a telemarketer. If you've ever thought about getting a home phone number, don't do it. It stresses you out. You're going to sound really pissed off every time you answer the phone.
Hello?
Hi, Susan?
Yes?
Hey, it's Steve Dave from the phone company, from AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning. We're going to change it to a new phone number.
No.
Yeah, we are. The 1186 number, it's going to be switched to a brand new number. Someone else is buying your old number.
What do you mean?
A celebrity. They've purchased your old phone number because it spells a word or something that they need for their act. So they've purchased your phone number, and you're going to get a brand new one.
Am I supposed to be happy about that?
I don't know. I would be. I mean, you know, a new change and everything. I change my my cell number every once in a while just for the heck of it.
Yeah, well, a lot of people have this phone number, and...
Oh, no, just you do.
No, no, but I mean, not anymore. Lot of relatives and friends and stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh,
you've
got just the weekend to let them know, because they're going to change it Monday morning. You better let them all know.
Are you serious?
If they call your old number, they're going to reach Carrot Top. Oh, wait, I probably wasn't supposed to tell you that, but yeah, the celebrity that purchased your number, it's Carrot Top.
Is there a way I can verify this?
Yeah, on Monday morning, call your old phone number. And Carrot Top will pick up.
Before then.
Oh, before then? No, I mean, I'm calling to let you know right now.
Well, guess what?
What?
My phone number is not through AT&T.
Oh, no, all the numbers are through AT&T. Like, originally it was, and then you poured it out to another company. You basically fired us. You're basically like, fuck you, AT&T, and ported to a new company. But we still own the lines, and shit. I'm messing all these up. I'm sorry, you guys. I've been having a lot of people tell me that they're no longer with AT&T today. I mean, the reason I'm calling in this phone book is because it's kind of a smaller town, and they're all with AT&T. But I guess some have switched over to Comcast or whatever. And that was the last number on this page of the phone directory. But I've got this doctor's phone number written down here on the very bottom. I should give her one more call. It looks like that number is an AT&T wireless cell phone number.
Hello.
Hello, ma'am. This is Bob Dabalina from AT&T Wireless. I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your cell phone number to a new phone number.
And no, I'm not interested.
Oh,
bye.
No. I'm calling to let you know. Oh, okay. She's not interested in a new phone number. Carrot Top's plans have been thwarted once again. So I was thinking, though, like this phone directory, every once in a while, you know, I'm in the white pages. But every once in a while, there's a business, like in big, bold print. Like, here's a tree service, here's a construction company, auto repair, flowers and gifts. And I bet you they wouldn't be happy to have their phone number changed. So I'm just going to skip around to some of these businesses and talk to them about changing their number. See how that goes.
Hello, Flowers. How can I help you?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the phone company, from AT&T.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning. This one that I just called, we're going to change it to a new number.
You know, hold on. Let me get the owner for you, okay?
Okay. This company's number has a bunch of ones in it, so basically it couldn't spell anything.
Hi, can I help you?
Oh, hey there, it's Steve Dave from AT&T. I was just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning.
For what reason?
Someone else wanted your phone number because it spells their name. So they out.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen. I've had it for 80 years.
No, I doubt that. I can see in the records here it was nowhere near that. But yeah, we're going to just be changing it Monday morning. It's going to be a
brand. No, you're not.
Oh, well, yeah, we absolutely are. It's already been done. The deal's gone through. She hung up.
Hello, Flowers. How can I help you?
So, you know, if you'd like to get a PIN, I can give you your brand new phone number that'll be active Monday morning.
No.
Uh-uh. You don't want your new phone number? Okay. They don't want the new number. They'll figure it out themselves, I guess.
Thank you for calling Ace. How may I direct your call?
To the manager, please.
Okay.
Thanks.
1 minute.
Okay.
Where we're here to help. From major projects to fast and simple fix-ups, we'll make sure you have everything you'll need to get the job done right.
This is Drew. How can I help you?
Hey, Drew. This is Steve Dave from AT&T. I was just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number there, the 7300 number.
I'm sorry, what?
We're going to be changing your phone number to a new phone number. So your old
one. You're joking, right?
Oh, no, not at all. So your old one's not going to work anymore?
Why?
You've been outbid on it. Somebody else wanted your number for some reason. So they just...
You're going to talk to my boss. Hang on a sec.
Okay.
To get your weekend back.
Is Mike, may I help you?
Hey, Mike. It's Steve Dave from AT&T. I'm just calling to give you guys your new phone number. Because your number's
going to... I don't want no new phone number.
Oh, it's too late. It's going to change Monday morning.
Why?
You've been outbid on it. A celebrity wanted your old phone number.
No, bullshit.
What?
We ain't changing no goddamn phone number.
Oh, don't curse at me. I'll turn your phone service off.
Well, we're not changing no phone number.
Well, it definitely.
This is a business line.
Right, yeah, you're going to have to change it and, you know, get new business cards and change your sign or whatever.
No. That ain't happening.
Oh, it definitely is. Monday morning, you're going to have a brand new phone number. The old one will stop working. First thing Monday morning.
We are not changing phone numbers.
And if anyone calls the old number, they're going to reach this other guy that purchased your number.
Well, that's fine, but we're not changing phone numbers, buddy.
Well, no, that would be what happens when the number changes. It is going to change.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to change.
No. What's your office number?
I'm calling from AT&T. It's just like the main call center number. It's just you've been outbid by a celebrity. Like, how can you not understand that? Are you stupid?
This is my goddamn phone number. I've had it for 15 years. I'm not giving it up to any celebrity.
15
years?
I don't
care who they are.
That's not even that long. It's just 15 years.
You know, I think you probably better be talking to my lawyer because this ain't happening.
Okay, can you put him on real quick?
Yeah, I think so.
Listen. Okay. It took me a while to get to that guy. Had to go through three people. Here's a Napa Auto Parts. Let's see how they feel about their number changing.
Thank you for calling Napa. This is Sandy.
Hey, Sandy. Is there a manager available?
That would be me.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I'm calling from the phone company from AT&T. I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number Monday morning, and your store is going to have a brand new phone number, and the old one's not going to work anymore. So if you'd like, I can go ahead and give you that new phone number.
You know, hang on 1 second.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Oh, weird. She said she was the manager, but for some reason she's going to get someone. That's weird.
Who am I speaking with?
My name is Steve Dave from AT&T, the phone company. Who's this?
Why are you calling me?
Oh, well, I'm sorry. I don't even know who this is. I was talking to some lady already.
Yes, you were. Now you're talking to Kevin.
Oh, hey, Kevin. How are you doing today?
Can I have the name of your supervisor and your company?
Sure. Yeah, it's Bob Dabalina. It's AT&T, the phone company.
No, I don't want to know that.
Well, you just asked
it. Huh?
You just asked for my name.
I want to know the name of your boss, and I want to know why somebody's calling trying to do this to
me. You just said you didn't want to know the name. Do you want to know the name of the boss or not?
Yes, I do.
Bob Dabalina.
How do you spell that?
THAT. And we're just going to change it. Like, first thing Monday morning, it's not a big deal. It's just going to be a different phone number. They'll still be your customers can still reach you.
No.
Well, no, you don't get a choice. We're just doing it.
No. Well, if you have any real important questions you want to ask like this, I'm going to tell you who you call.
I'm not asking you questions. Call. I'm telling you. Your number is going
to
change,
I'm
motherfucker.
Tell you to call. I'm not the owner here. If you want to talk to somebody that can give an answer to you, I'm going to give you a number to call.
I don't need an answer because I'm not asking a question. I'm calling to let you know your number is changing. Okay, maybe I should have just taken the number. I could have three-wayed it on or something. And that guy had a serious attitude. Not very professional at all. Here is a realtor, and it has a certain person's name on it, so I think it's like her personal number, maybe. I could be wrong. Oh, look, here's a funeral home. Let's change the number of a funeral home. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. This is Steve Dave from the phone company, from AT&T. And,
yes?
I'm just calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning, and we're just required to call up and let you know.
Which phone number? I have more than one.
Oh, it's the 5349 number, the landline?
That's my business phone. Why are you changing the number?
Somebody else outbid you on it. They wanted to use your number, for something. So they...
Nobody has called me about anybody bidding against me or me trying to outbid someone order to keep my phone number that I have had for 38 years of business. You don't just call me up and tell me you're going to change my phone number.
Well, you just complain that nobody's called you yet, but then you tell me I can't call you and tell you that your number's changed.
No, I am saying that nobody called me and said anybody was trying to bid me to take my phone number away.
It's just some...
I'll call your superior in 5 minutes.
No, you can't, because you know what? God's my superior, and you can't just call him.
I don't know who the hell you are, but you're going to get reported.
For what? I'm doing my job. I'm calling to let you know. Damn it, I keep messing things up. And why do people just hang up like that? Like, isn't it going to just bug them for the rest of the day that their number might be changing? Wouldn't they rather get some answers? But I guess when the guy calling you is talking about God and stuff, they're probably just like, fuck it, I'm not going to get any answers from this guy. Here's a business that is just a guy's name. It doesn't say what he does or anything. It just has his full name in giant bold print. And this is the white pages, so there's no category or anything.
Law Group, this is Annette.
Oh, hey, Annette. This is Steve Dave from the phone company, from AT&T.
Yeah.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number there on Monday morning.
Oh, why?
Looks like another company outbid you on it.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
Hi, this is Becca. I'm the office manager. How can I help you?
Well, hey, Becca. It's Steve Dave from AT&T. I was just calling to give you your new phone number because the number is going to change on Monday morning.
No, it's not.
Oh, you know, yeah, definitely is. It's already been done. It's already in the computer. It's going to be...
How did that work? We've had this number. He's had this number, and he's an attorney in the area, and he's had this same number for more than 15 years.
Yeah, well, this guy outbid him.
I don't understand outbid. I didn't know you could bid for a phone number.
Oh, yeah. If you have enough money, you can take anyone's number. But I can't tell you who it is because I guess this guy's with a competing business.
All right. And you said your name was Scott?
No, I said Steve Dave.
Steve, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, it's okay. Yep, but I can give you your new phone number if you'd like. You're just going to have to,
honestly,
you know.
Honestly, you can go ahead and give me the number, but I know that there's going to be issues if the number changes because we didn't receive any kind of notification about a bid being put in.
Well, that's what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm calling to let you know.
Okay, so.
This is your notification.
Okay. You know what, Steve? Let me have a number where I can either speak to your boss, your manager, or whoever.
Okay, well, it's not going to do any good to go and whine to the manager, you know. It's a done deal. It's in the computer already. I'm like finishing up the report right now, typing it in. The number is definitely going to change on Monday.
You know what? Then that's fine. Have a manager call me. You have my number.
Well, I don't feel like
you have my number. It'll change Monday, right? So you can call me to this number until then.
I'm not going
to
have anyone call you. I'm just going to change the number, and it'll work itself out probably.
Okay, Steve, then let me have your number you're calling from.
No, I don't want you calling me because, I don't know, you just sound like you're just going to call and complain a lot.
No, I'm not going to call and complain. I work for an attorney. So I'd like the number so he can call you, because when we do file a complaint and a lawsuit against you, we have the correct spelling of your name.
Oh, well, see, that's not going to motivate me to give you my information. I don't want a lawsuit against me. Fuck that shit.
I think you're full of shit. How about that?
Oh, I think you're full of shit. Apparently that one was an attorney. Always a good idea to prank call an attorney. What could go wrong? And that's what I need to start telling everyone, like the businesses. I can't tell you who it is because it's a competing business.
Good afternoon, hospital.
Oh, hey there. This is Steve Day from the phone company, from AT&T.
Okay, how can I help you?
I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday morning. We're going to
Why?
It looks like someone else outbid you on it, and they paid to have your phone number switched over to them. So
I'm not the office manager. You would have to speak to her, and she currently left. So I need your name and number so she can call you.
Well, just pass along a message and tell her to call the phone company. It'll change Monday morning, though. There's nothing you have to do. It's no big deal. It'll just be a new phone number.
It is, because the same phone number we've had since we've opened the business.
Yeah, but...
So it is a big deal.
Well, not really. I mean, you just tell people the new number.
And you're from AT&T?
Yep.
And your name, sir?
My name is Steve Dave. Oh, and I have one more delivery from Sharon. Where's the owner at? What are they doing?
It's an incorporation, so they don't reside here.
Oh, okay. So, see, it's not even a big deal. No big deal. So, okay, yeah, just let them know. And would you like the new phone number?
Please.
Okay, the new phone number, it's going to be area code 661.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Area code 661. 3258.
I will pass along the message.
Okay.
Thank you.
Sure, no problem. That sucked. Here's a well and pump place. Over 30 years of experience. They sound like someone who's had the same number forever.
Can we phone pump?
Hi, this is Steve Dave from the phone company from AT&T.
Uh-huh.
And I'm calling to let you know we're going to be changing your phone number on Monday.
What phone number?
This 0426 number that I called you on. We're going to change that phone number.
You can't change our phone number.
Oh, well,
that's our business phone.
Yeah, but someone else, they outbid you on it, so they wanted to use your phone number for something else. So they.
What are you talking about?
They paid us money to have your phone number, so we're going to give you a new phone number.
No, can't give us a new phone number.
Well, it's too late. We've already done it. It's already gone through.
Well, how come we were not informed of this before?
I'm calling to inform you right now. It's going to take effect on Monday morning. You have 4 days to get everyone the new number.
Why weren't we informed that there is even up for options? I don't understand.
Oh, we just figured you wouldn't...
I mean, that it was... Huh?
We just assumed you wouldn't have this massive amount of money that they paid for it. So you wouldn't be able to outbid them?
What do you assume? How can you assume anything when you didn't talk to us?
Well, you know, it was like close to $1 million, and I don't know. Did you want to bid?
Who are you anyway? By the way.
Oh, my name is Steve Dave. I'm with AT&T.
Steve Dave.
Yeah.
AT&T.
Yeah. Yep. We're gonna be changing your number first thing Monday.
Hold on.
Okay.
Hey, Steve.
Hello.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
We can't do that. I got my phone numbers painted on all my trucks. My phone numbers on all my advertising.
Yeah, well, you can just repaint, though, right?
No.
Aren't you a painting company or something?
No, I'm a well drawer.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
I drill water wells.
Oh, okay. Same thing. But, like, change the number and everything will be fine.
Well,
you know, on
I'm not going to do that.
Well, if you don't do that, then people won't have your new number.
Well, why are you changing my number?
Some other guy, he outbid you on it. He paid a lot of money, so he could have your number.
How'd he outbid me on my phone number when it's my house phone number?
Well, he just paid a lot of money, and if you have enough money, you can pretty much take anyone's phone number.
No, that's not going to happen. Now, you're talking about my house phone number is 476.
Yeah, well, it says it's a business number here.
It's not a business number. That's my home phone.
Oh, okay. Well, either way, you know, he paid for the phone number. We're not going to take away your home phone. We're just giving you a brand new phone number.
No. Yeah, let me talk to the supervisor here, would you?
No. He's not available right now. He's in his office.
Well, he better get available because we're going to have a big problem, Steve.
I'm not supposed to knock.
If you change my number.
If there's a sock on the door.
What's you got his name? Okay, I'm going to get with, I'll get with AT&T now. I'm going to call somebody because, what's your last name?
It's just Steve Dave. I only have a first name.
Steve Dave.
Yep.
He doesn't have a last name.
Correct, yeah.
No. Well, I'll tell you what.
Look, it's not a big deal, though. It's
phone number.
Just,
they better be ready to pay for every piece of business I lose.
Oh, no, he's not going to
do
that.
A lot of work.
He's a competing business. No, he's a competing business, so he's not he's,
I don't care
he's not going to want to do that.
Yeah, I will. Don't think I won't. I got news for you.
What?
I've had this number for a long time, and I'm keeping it.
How
and
long?
If they change it, there's going to be a big problem.
Yeah, but you know, phone numbers, they're not what they used to be. Who really cares? It's just
doesn't
a number.
Doesn't make any difference to me.
It's like an IP address at this point.
Yeah,
nobody cares.
I'll get a hold of somebody here with AT&T, and I'm going to find out what's going on.
Well, why can't you just repaint your truck? Are
no,
you, are
I'm
you
not
lazy?
I am not.
Are you just lazy?
Is AT&T going to repaint my truck?
Well, hell no. We're AT&T. We're not painters like you.
I don't give a damn. Are
you just being lazy?
I'm a business, too. I'm just like you are, you know?
Well, no, I'm just
I'm
a representative.
As you are, Steve.
I
ain't sitting on the end of the phone making phone calls and threatening me.
Oh, I didn't threaten anyone. I'm just letting you know.
Yes,
we're
you have. You just threatened me about my business.
No, I didn't.
Do you want to play games?
I just said.
Yeah, you did, Steve. I got it recorded now, so.
Oh, you're not allowed to record this call. It's against the law.
Oh, it's already recorded, Steve.
Well, it won't hold
you know
up
what?
In court.
It don't have to hold up in court. It's only got to hold up on my deal, not yours.
On your deal?
On my deal, yeah, not your deal.
Why can't
I can record anything I want.
Okay, I keep trying to ask you, why can't you just paint your own trucks? Are you lazy?
I am. Stop. Yes, I am lazy. I'm not painting my trucks.
Well, someone's going to have to. You're going to have to hire someone to paint your trucks.
Nope. It ain't happening.
Well, no one's going to know what your number is then, because you're going to have the wrong number in your trucks.
Well,
that's really
news
stupid.
For you, Steve. I hope.
It's just another bad business decision of yours.
Yeah, I know. He's fun to talk to because he ain't smart enough to know what he's talking about.
So what's the news? What's the news this time?
And I got news for you.
I know. I heard that part.
And you change my number, and every job I lose, every piece of work I lose, AT&T better have a big wallet.
I'm typing the number change into the computer right now.
You go ahead, Steve, because it's wrong. I ain't changing it.
There we go. All changed. It's done. Can't be undone. It's all finished. Oh, weird. The line went dead. I think maybe when I changed his number, it reset the system and disconnected us. Oops.
Hi, RBCP. This is Teen Wolf Jesus. And hello. I have a funny fucking idea. So,
really?
On LinkedIn, I got an account. It's the only social media I have. And somebody will post something. It'll be political or
why
something.
Why aren't you
else,
on Facebook?
And then you'll have the fucking peanut gallery coming out.
What's wrong with Facebook?
And they'll be complaining about how it's not LinkedIn appropriate. It's only for Facebook. And then you got these chicks that post these messages on there about how they're just can't believe they're getting hit on by other people on there.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have everybody come out and talk about that too. And so it'd be funny if you called as some of the commenters, and there's lots of ways you can call them. They got phone numbers on their profiles or
that's
their
true.
Business names up there. So I think it'd be a great idea.
I should do that.
And so that's my 2 cents. Bye.
I've got a LinkedIn. Maybe I'll have to start looking into that soon.
Hey, Brad, it's Mob7. Hey, man. So I am now in the list generating business, and I would love to send you a fine list of all kinds of kinds.
Okay. Do it.
Can you share with all of us listeners where we can just send you a big old list? And do you like your lists formatted for Skype? Or do you just like raw telephone numbers without
sure.
any dash marks or anything like that? Let us know.
As long as there's no periods in the phone number, that's all I care about. That's the only thing my software can't seem to handle, is when you put a period in there. But nope, I don't use Skype. Just type it however you want. And if you want to send in any list for me to prank, it's rbcp@phonelosers.org. Or if you go to phonelosers.org.com, whatever, up on the top menu bar, there's a section called Snowplow Show. I'm pretty sure if you click on that, then from there, there's a submission form for sending in prank requests. But if that's too complicated, just send it to the email. rbcp@phonelosers.org. I've kind of halfway started up a new submission form thing that includes a lot of other things. And I just kind of, I don't know, I haven't had time to finish it up yet. But I've got this whole page set up for sending prank requests and other things to the show, which isn't complete yet. I need to hurry up with that.
And then I can send you some really solid stuff. All right. Okay. So long, fuckboy. So long, fuckboy.
Yay, he did the echo for himself. I didn't have to do anything. That was awesome. Yeah, and anyone that sends me a prank request, just remember that I'm really behind on everything. And sometimes I'll just go weeks without doing any prank requests at all. I'll just do my own stuff. So that's why I don't talk about the prank request page too much. I just make you guys figure it out yourselves. Because if I put it up there where everyone can see it, I just get tons and tons of prank requests. And there's no way I could keep up with all those.
Hi, RBCP. Thunder Pranks here.
Hey, Thunder Pranks.
So I was on my SoundCloud, and the weirdest thing happened. I was listening to these recommended tracks, and I think this up-and-coming rapper of some sorts came on. He had a song called Cactus, and I think around the two-minute mark or something, I think he mentioned you.
What?
I was wondering if you knew him or if he was a fan or something, because it was really weird that this happened.
It doesn't sound familiar.
But I think it's pretty funny. The thing is soundcloud.com/K0BRV, and the song is called Cactus. Wondering if you could, you know, if you know who that is, or if they're just a fan or whatever. That's pretty cool that he said that. So, yeah, all right, Cactus.
Okay, bye. All right, let me go back and get that URL. I gotta hear this.
And the song is soundcloud.com/K0BRV. And the song is called Cactus.
Okay, K0BRZ, I think is what he said. Oh, wait, no, I think the last letter is Z, because that's not working. Nope, can't find that either. I've tried like three different versions. I can't hear the URL on the voicemail. Damn you and your hobo phone.
/K0BRZ.
Yeah, I can't find it. I've tried several different variations. I can't figure out who that user is. Maybe one of the listeners can hear better than me and can figure out what that is. And if he really talked about me or if this guy is just really, really high.
Hey, Brad. It's Eller Bucks.
Hey, Eller Bucks.
I was just giving a call today.
That's nice.
Ask, what does one have to do in order to get a show on Cacti Radio? Or is it Prank Call Nation? What do you call it nowadays? Is that still a thing?
Chris Eller Bucks.
I don't know anymore, but what do I have to do to...
Just do some research.
I want a show. Give me a show.
Look on some websites.
Let me do a show, Brad. Please.
You don't need me to do a show.
Please.
Things work differently
also,
now.
I'm allowed to. I want to pimp out my YouTube channel. YouTube.com/Chrisito.
Yeah, everyone's going to know how to spell that. That's a good
cool
one.
Sometimes. Thanks. Bye.
Bye, Chris Ellerbucks. We used to have cool networks for prank calls like Cacti Radio and Prank Call Nation. But every time we make a network, someone gets pissed off for some random reason and tears it all down. So, nope, there's no network.
Hey, Brad.
Hey.
It's me again.
Hello.
I have some good show.
Are you talking into a potato?
Well, I think every year, before the year ends...
I hate your idea already.
I gather Carlito and everybody and just do prank calls, like the old days.
Yeah, like the old days.
Football switches.
How old are you?
You know, have some fun time.
What do you know about the
That's
old days?
All I wanted to say.
Okay.
Yeah. See you later, Brad.
Thanks for the call. Sorry I didn't hear half of it because I was being rude and interrupting.
Hey, Brad. I got a question for you. I was listening to the phone call of Sunshine and the scammer, the $550,000 scammer. And I was wondering, you said she has a service that she can use to record cell phone calls.
Oh, that thing. Okay.
Can you tell us?
I was confused.
On a show, what the name of that service is or how to sign up for something like that?
I don't know what it is.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, I don't know what it's called, and I don't know. I could try and text her and find out, but she doesn't like me. She never responds or anything. But the way it works is if somebody calls you, did I explain this before? I can't remember if I did. But if you want to record a phone call and somebody calls you, you just say, hey, I need to get to a place where I can hear you better. Can you hold on 1 second? And they're like, sure. And then you just click over, call this other phone number, and it automatically records for you. I guess it recognizes your phone number and records to your account. And I'm sure there's multiple services out there that do that, but I will find out from Sunshine what that is, and maybe I'll put a link in the show notes. And if I forget to do that, just yell at me. Tell me I forgot to do that.
Hey, Roy, it's Treasure Seeker. Hey, I was just thinking, I was listening to some of the Hobo shows, and you were doing some tunnel calls. And I thought it would be funny if you referenced to finding some of their, I don't know, I guess you would call it joists or floorboards underneath someone's house.
I'd probably pronounce it wrong, though.
Like
you know
the
me.
Of their house as under, we thought it was underground driftwood. I don't know, but that'd be funny if you want to use that one.
Okay. Yeah. I will try my best to remember that one. I'm kind of thinking they wouldn't believe that, but you never know. They believe
Brad,
anything.
You are a fucking nuisance. And thanks. Everybody loves you. I don't know why. Roy.
Okay.
The retarded boy.
Thanks.
Brash. And, yeah, that's it. I already wish I didn't call and leave this.
Yeah, too late
Fuck
now.
You.
I would delete it, but nope. I'm leaving it in here.
It's the PLA radio show coming straight out of Rye, New Mexico. Hello, Roy. Ruprecht the Monkey Boy here.
Hey, Ruprecht.
I was listening to your voicemails, guy Tolson or whatever, that you said sounded like Chevy Chase. He absolutely did. you know how Howard Stern has Evil Dave? It was really not funny at all, but he happens to sound just like David Letterman, so if you give him cue cards or tell him what to say, he's fucking hilarious. You need to get your producer guy, man, to write this Tolson guy up some like classic Chevy Chase lines.
Yeah,
be your Evil Chase.
Hunter S. Thompson.
PLA Radio. I think it's a fucking awesome.
I'm going to use some of that Patreon money and pay him to get him on the show.
Fucking thing to do, so. Evil Chase. Let's make it happen. Evil Chase. The happiest Christmas since being Crosby Dan. Cat dance for Danny fucking King. Oh, Ruprecht. Now Ruprecht away.
All right. Thanks, Ruprecht. Maybe Brad, the producer, can book Hunter S. Thompson on the show for me soon.
Hey there, Bradley. How you doing? I hope you're having a good day.
That's all right.
When was the last time that you peed on somebody's doorknob? Okay, talk to you later.
In real life? Or just in a prank call? I think it's been a few years since I did that in a prank call. I should probably get
hey Brad,
back to that
the,
soon.
Hey, Brad, show up in the Google Play podcast, you know, in the store, and all that shit anymore?
I don't know.
I used to actually download them on my phone before work, and I can't do that anymore. So
that sucks.
What the fuck, man?
I think you can, like, I don't know, I thought it should be in there. I don't know where all the podcast services get their databases from, but I haven't done anything recently that would make it disappear. I don't know why it disappeared. Maybe try searching for Phone Losers of America instead of the Snowplow Show or vice versa.
Because none of the new shows are on there. And if you could add all the older shows, because it only goes back to like 2016, if you could add older ones to there, that'd be awesome. Because it's super easy to just like download them straight to your phone and not use data.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, fix it. Yeah, fucking awful.
Okay. I will. I will definitely fix that before the decade is over.
Hey, Brad, it's Nico.
Hey.
You gave us a homework assignment, I think it was probably 2 years ago.
Oh,
I don't know. I watched an old episode.
It's late then.
And I've had some shit to drink, so I'm not too sure on that. But it's called Pacific Heights, starring Michael Keaton.
Oh, holy
and
shit.
It's like a Tenants from Hell.
It's the weirdest thing. Like, you know, I got my stuff back from the FBI, including my large collection of movies on a hard drive that were totally legit and ripped from my own DVDs and Blu-rays. But Sunshine and I were kind of looking over all the movies that I have, and I'm like, oh yeah, you ever seen Pacific Heights? And she had not, so we watched it just like 2 days ago. And now here you are saying that you've watched it, I guess.
And I've seen this movie before. And I used to be like, oh, these poor landlords. But once you view it and the tenants from hell.
Oh, I don't think the poor landlords. I think Drake was an idiot. My favorite part was when Michael Keaton beat the shit out of him with a golf club. Like, yes, he got what he deserved.
Type of realm. It's just like, oh, my God, look what he's doing. That's so funny. Like, I just thank you very much. for turning me back onto this movie. And,
you're welcome. So, everyone, Pacific Heights. It's a movie from 1990. I'm not going to say it's a good movie, but it's got Michael Keaton in it. It's got Melanie Griffith, or is it Griffin? I don't know. And it's got Aunt Jackie from Roseanne in it, the only thing I've ever seen her in a movie in. But basically what happens is Michael Keaton comes along and tricks these landlords into becoming their tenant, and he completely destroys the apartment. He breeds roaches and rips all the fixtures out of the walls, tears up the kitchen cabinets, drives the other tenants away, and just completely ruins these two people. And it's supposed to be a thriller, I guess, but I look at it as more of a comedy, because Michael Keaton is just a hilarious asshole, and he steals people's identities and screws with people. You know, it's stuff I can relate to on a personal level.
That's all I got to say, man. Thank you so much. And I finally did
see,
my homework.
Nico's impressed with it.
Years. Which is typical for me.
Hi, it's me again. I've got that annoying voice. No, actually,
it's not your voice that's annoying. It's your attitude.
Hope it's not.
Get
that
it right,
annoying.
Stupid.
Okay. Well, I've got an idea, Brad, that you're going to absolutely love.
Oh, great.
And the idea is, you phone up people.
It's your ideas that are annoying.
You say that you have requested to delete your Facebook account, and you will be deleting it within 30 days. That's it. You have requested to delete your Facebook account, and we'll be doing it in 30 days. Try that idea with people, Brad, and I bet they would get angry.
I'm going to do it. You just wait. I'm totally writing down all these ideas that you people are sending me in the voicemails.
Hey, Brad. It's infected. I have two questions. I'm looking for some prank calls that you made before, and I'm pretty sure that it was you for the first one. There was a guy that, it was an older guy, and he kept saying, pardon me, all the time, so it was really hard to joke with him, because all the punchlines were basically being missed, and I believe you just eventually just hung up on him because it wasn't working.
Yeah, sounds like me.
And then a trick-or-treat prank call, where...
That does not sound familiar to me at all, by the way. Maybe a listener will know which one you're talking about, and they can post it in the comments.
The guy
Please.
You claimed that he was winking at your kid, and he was getting all defensive, saying that he had a mask on. And then another part of the call was you told somebody that they made your daughter cry because you called her Cinderella when she was actually Elsa from Frozen.
I do remember that one. That was good.
Those are two of my favorite calls, and I just can't seem to find either one of them.
Yeah, it was like, it happened around Halloween. You should be able to find that one. I bet you that was last year, maybe the year before. I think it was just this past year, though. This past Halloween, but I'm probably wrong.
Those are two of my favorite calls, and I just can't seem to find either one of them.
Yep. Well, I'm sure someone will know which one you're talking about. I know that's within the past 2 years at least, so just look at the past 2 years of Halloween episodes. And I think I was late on Halloween this most recent year, so I was pranking everyone, you know, like a week or two after. So you gotta look a couple weeks after Halloween, I think. Wait, no, not a couple. I think I was busy a couple weeks after this past Halloween, you know, getting my computers taken.
Yes, hello. This message is for Army. This is Bob Boddington. I'm calling as a reference check. It looks like your friend Roy put you down as a reference, and he just is looking for employment here. I just have a quick couple questions for you. One, could you go ahead and maybe do a few more of those reference check phone calls through the old Facebook? Because those were awfully good times.
You know, I actually did that just a couple weeks ago, but I didn't end up putting it in the show because it sucked. It was boring. But it was one of the prank requests, and they had a Facebook, so I did a reference check. It was boring. It sucked. I'll try again, though.
And if you don't, well, then you're a terrible Christian, and I hope you die and burn in hell.
Ouch.
I don't know why I went from being British to being Southern. Good day, sir.
It happens. Happens to everyone.
Hey, Roy, it's John. My idea was that when you call in and talk to the dogs at the Petco place, you should actually try and get them to do something instead of just saying that they're a good boy. Maybe ask them.
Oh, no, I'm asking them if they're a good boy. I'm trying to find out who the good boy is. Don't you understand?
Speak and see if they respond to that, or shake a paw, or down, or sit, or something like that.
That's a great idea.
Also, a bunch
that's
of
like getting a robot on the phone and yelling the robot commands at him. You know how you do that old prank call, where you get in through the back door voice commands?
When the PLA Reddit posted all of the links to where all of the intro clips are for the Snowplow Show. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. It was kind of neat just to see where they were all from. Oh. It'd be neat if it was like an automatic readout or something like that.
That's
anyway,
awesome.
Have a good one.
And I think that might be actually on the wiki at phonelosers.org/wiki. Isn't there a page that links to all of the different clips from the intro?
Hey, Brad, it's everybody's favorite Minger, Mob7. Big shout out to
what?
Mr. Meningitis.
Are you racist?
All right. So I'm listening to your show here, and you were saying that you used to call this people who had a different phone number from Domino's, right?
Yeah, well, 4999.
Incidentally, I did the same thing when I was a kid. We used to call, instead of my friend, we would call up.
I thought I was being original.
Shit. I'm getting my own confused from my own story. Damn it. This is your fault. All right. We used to call up this place called Shanghai Palace, but we did the same thing. We changed one number off, and we would call these people repeatedly over and over, and then we'd get so pissed and yell at us and tell us, like, this is in Shanghai Palace, and apparently it happened all the time. People always did that as a mistake. Well, I decided to pass my cell phone around the
But you know, my mistake was ridiculous. Domino's number was 5,000, and I kept accidentally dialing 4999. Don't you get it?
You know, because we're in high school, and I'm the only cool kid with a phone. Anyway, we pass it around the bus, and everybody's calling these people, hey, this is Shanghai Palace, yay! And next thing you know, I got a call from the cops. And that's when I found out that your rules are definitely fucking applicable. So thanks for the rules. And so long, fuckboy! So long, fuckboy!
Hey, Brad, it's T-Falcon.
Hey.
And I just wanted to say that was so cool that I got to talk to you live.
Oh, shit.
But sorry for ruining...
This is April 19th, you guys.
In your show.
He thinks he ruined my show for calling in live.
If I could do it next time, I'll keep it more PG. How about that?
Okay. Sorry, I can't remember what you did. Everything. This is so long ago.
Turning it into a glory hole call and everything.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it's okay.
Also, something else that I wanted to say was that in one of your other shows, you mentioned that you were going to get a lawyer and ask what you can and can't do in a prank call.
Yeah.
But you already know what you can and can't do in a prank call, you big stupid.
Yeah, I can do the stuff I don't get arrested for.
You have the rules. The rules are on your website for a reason, Brad.
Yep, but think how much cooler the rules could be if I could back them up with legal links and stuff. Quote some laws, trick people into thinking I'm smart.
Gotta give yourself credibility, because if you don't give yourself credibility, then how can we? You're discrediting yourself.
I don't know.
You hobo.
Sorry.
All right, anyway, see you, Brad. Cactus.
Bye. Yeah, I'm still gonna do it. I'm gonna ask some really specific questions to a lawyer and see what's allowed and what's not allowed.
Hi, Brad. It's Josephina.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I can't be a subscriber anymore.
It's okay.
I took the sacred vow of poverty.
Alright, I can't handle listening to this for an entire minute.
I gave all my stuff away.
It's alright.
Sold a kayak.
Bye, Josephina.
Now I'm going to paddle across the Gulf of Mexico from Florida to Texas.
Fun with that. Let's listen to one more old voicemail.
Yo, it's that Snow Mexican. You fuckers better call me back, eh?
What?
Or I'm going to come down from Canada and fuck your ass up and
oh,
wherever.
Shit.
Because you like it that way, fuckers.
Okay. Maybe it's time to quit listening to the voicemails. You know what? I'm actually caught up now. There's one old voicemail left, back from April. But we already heard another voicemail from that person, so I'm not going to play it today. But I'm all caught up. Yay. Finally. I'm sure this will last at least another week, probably. So that's the end of today's show. Hope you all enjoyed it. Thanks a lot, Matt Z, for being the sponsor of today's show. If you'd like to support the show, you can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers. That's the only place to do it. There's definitely not a website that you can do that on, other than Patreon. It's just the Patreon. Only use the Patreon. We're going to end the show today with that same song that I played on the beginning, because that's a cool song. We have to hear it again. I almost want to listen to the song he's parodying. It's The Metro by Berlin. But nope, that would ruin it. I can't do that. I don't want this to be Berlin's song. I want this to be Steven Yucca's song. So here is a brand new song by Steven Yucca. This is called Roy Gerbil Rides the Metro. Thanks, Steven. See y'all next time.
I'm alone, sitting by the telephone. I'm forsworn, I'm texting on my stupid phone. Then I heard my cell phone ring. Roy said that my car was dinged and I was fucking dumb. I really should hang up the phone. I knew he found a way to track us. said the only thing that glass, the jackass, accidentally killed my grass. I don't give a fuck, he's wise. He said his name was Steve Ditchwise. He said we were there giving me those damn snake eyes. He said he tore the roof off of my home. Shut those fucking kids up, you damn rogue. He was beaming microwaves upon my home. Listen to the snowplow show.
Ay, ay, ay.